WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Late last week, a federal judge ordered that Virginia shut down its voter purge. And we have the details. Hunters in Virginia will still be allowed on private property to retrieve their dogs. And the state's crime commission orders a deeper review of one crime lab analyst whose work resulted in many convictions. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, October 28th. A federal judge is ending Governor Glenn Youngkin's purge of alleged non-citizens from the voter rolls. The court ruled on Friday that there's no evidence that any of the people removed are non-citizens. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The most dramatic moment during the hearing at the federal court in Alexandria was when a lawyer representing the Commonwealth said he believes some of the people whose voter registration was canceled were non-citizens. Judge Patricia Giles says she wasn't dealing with beliefs, she was dealing with evidence.
None of the evidence put forth by the Commonwealth establishes that any of these removed voters were non-citizens.
That's Ryan Snow at the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law.
The Commonwealth keeps relying on the fact that a voter checked a box at the DMV and quote-unquote self-identified as a non-citizen. Well, by definition, anybody who is registered to vote has already affirmed their citizenship in Virginia. Many of the voters who were removed have affirmed their citizenship multiple times.
The judge shut down the governor's program and ordered that all 1,600 voters who were removed during the 90-day quiet period be reinstated. Here's Bert Bayou at African Communities Together.
You know, we have to now go back and like really educate people that this was wrong and the law has found it wrong and that they're okay to participate. And it's really frustrating.
And it may continue to be frustrating because the governor says Virginia will take the case all the way to the Supreme Court, if necessary, to overturn the decision. Reporting from the federal court in Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.
Jad Khalil with VPM News has more on the arguments in court and the ruling.
In August, Governor Glenn Youngkin ordered Election Commissioner Susan Beals to certify daily that potentially ineligible voters identified through DMV data were being removed from voter rolls.
This Executive Order 35 codified a lot of the things that are already being done, a lot of the new things that we're doing, and I'm asking for them to certify back to me every year that we are following these enhanced protocols so that our elections will be safe.
Beals was directed to remove people convicted of felonies, those who have moved out of state, and individuals who are unable to verify to the DMV that they are citizens. Critics called the move political, and the Justice Department filed a lawsuit alleging it violates federal law. The administration said it removed 6,303 non-citizens from the rolls between January 2022 and this July. An administration official later clarified that number and that it actually represents the number of transactions, not individual people, like the same person mistakenly reporting they weren't a citizen more than once. The plaintiffs say the National Voter Registration Act prevents states from removing voters systematically within 90 days of a federal election. Dan Ortiz is a University of Virginia law professor.
The federal government decided that it was appropriate to not allow states to maintain purge their voting rolls in the days immediately before an election.
Youngkin's order fell exactly 90 days before November 5th, the last day of voting in the 2024 election, which is within the law's, quote, quiet period. On Friday, the court said the order violated that provision. Brent Ferguson of the Campaign Legal Center represented some of the plaintiffs.
The vast majority of people caught up in these programs are eligible citizens.
The administration says this isn't a purge and it's not a systemic removal. Brian Tyson is a Georgia election lawyer who advised Virginia Republicans on the Redistricting Commission in 2021. He's not involved with the case, but he's familiar with cases like Virginia's nationwide.
The litigation is focused on that period more recently has raised the question of what is truly systematic list maintenance and what is not.
It would not be the first time the administration removed large numbers of eligible voters from the official rolls. Last year, thousands of Virginians who had their rights restored after serving a sentence for committing a felony were taken off the list. In the run-up to this year's elections, Republicans have made the threat of non-citizen voting a refrain on the campaign trail. Before the ruling, Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates Don Scott told VPM Youngkin is playing politics.
This is all the same old Southern strategy. voter suppression tactics that he's repackaged and modeled and put it in a MAGA meets Mr. Rogers kind of package.
Before the court's decision, Youngkin said he was upholding Virginia law when asked if his executive order was political. On cable TV and in fundraising emails, the governor has focused more on the DOJ rather than the civic groups that filed suit. Shortly after the court order, he called into Fox News and called it stunning.
And here we are 11 days before a presidential election and a federal judge is ordering them back on the voter rolls.
Timing seems to be everything. It's relevant to the legal arguments, the urgency of the upcoming election, and as Ortiz, the UVA law professor, notes, the possible political motivation.
It may be that bringing up a controversy that supposedly responds to fears of people who aren't citizens actually voting is meant to contribute to the sort of noise and fears that people have, not necessarily even in Virginia, but maybe elsewhere.
Youngkin said Virginia will appeal, even up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Jad Khalil reporting. Hunters in Virginia will still be allowed on private property to retrieve their dogs. The Virginia Mercury reports that the Board of Wildlife Resources last week voted against changes to the so-called right to retrieve law. That law allows deer and bear hunters to go onto other people's property to get their hunting dogs. The Supreme Court of Virginia recently upheld rulings pointing to right to retrieve as an exception to trespass criminal law. Property owners increasingly moving to rural areas have argued that the law allows their private land to be turned into public property for hunters. About 1,000 drivers in the Shenandoah Valley now have an electric vehicle. The Central Shenandoah Planning District Commission plans to study how to expand charging station access. WHSV reports that the nonprofit Virginia Clean Cities is working with the planning district and says that having a place to charge EVs on major interstates is essential. A Clean Cities representative pointed to two things that make expanding access important: increasing EV tourism and rural drivers who tend to spend more time in their cars. Finally today, the Virginia State Crime Commission has been researching the number of people convicted of a crime due to lab work analyzed by former state serologist Mary Jane Burton. The commission is now recommending a deeper review of her work. Megan Pauley with VPM News reports.
The Crime Commission recommended a review of about 250 cases Burton handled during the 1970s and 80s to see if a, quote, pattern of misconduct could be established. State Senator Louise Lucas said this week that a deeper review of Burton's cases is needed.
All of what she did with these analyses caused so much harm to the state. People have died, probably innocent people. We have people who are incarcerated who are probably innocent, all because of Burton's work.
So far, the commission has identified 66 people currently incarcerated who had evidence in their cases analyzed by Burton. Over 200 have since died, and 8 people were executed. People currently incarcerated have been notified about their right to have evidence in their cases retested. But legal experts say legislation would be needed to allow relatives of deceased defendants to order DNA testing for their family members.
Megan Pauley reporting. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.